In those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Send forth your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Send forth your spirit and renew the face of the earth.
How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the sea, great and wide, with its swarms too many to number, living things, both small and great. There go the ships to and fro, and Leviathan, which you made for the sport of it. All of them look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, and they are created, and so you renew the face of the earth.
Send forth your spirit, and renew the face of the earth. Send forth your spirit.
Lord, endure forever. O Lord, rejoice in all your works. You look at the earth and it trembles. You touch the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being. May these words of mine please God. I will rejoice in the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Alleluia.
Send forth your spirit.
The second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 3. No one can say Jesus is the Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one who is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, her faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all of the members of the body through many are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit.
The Holy Gospel of the Lord. According to John, the 7th chapter, beginning with the 37th verse. Praise to you, O Lord. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
How many of you were actually paying attention during the readings today? Be honest. I appreciate that. All right. First reading was talking about Pentecost. You heard how the Spirit came in like a rush of wind, fire on their heads. Is that how you see the Holy Spirit? You see fire on your heads or fire on my head? No? What if I told you that just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there? Would you believe me? Well, that's brave of you all. Now, believe me, let me show you something. Do you see anything on this piece of paper? Nothing up my sleeves. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. But what if this light, I guess we'll have to do it on the first page. Do you know what that says? Let's see if I can back it up. Do you see what that says? Do you see anything there? Do you see anything on that sheet? Spirit. Yes. See that? Spirit. Just because you couldn't see it doesn't mean it wasn't there. And not that you could see this, but I did draw a tongue of fire. See? You can't quite see it, but there is a tongue of fire on there. And there's a tongue of fire in your head, so you just can't see it. But the Spirit's still there nonetheless, working with you in many mysterious ways. Spirit is there. Please pray with me. Dear God, thank you for sending your Spirit. And please allow that Spirit to work through us in our lives, through our play and everything else that we do. In your name we pray. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Christo ha resuscitu. No? No? All right. Christos ist auferstehen. No? Nein. Christos anesti? No. Okay. Christos hastat op? No? Ja? No? Really? You can't understand a word I'm saying? Well, flick that tongue of fire a little better, maybe you'll hear it. But Christ is risen!
Yes.
Hallelujah! How could you not know that's what I was going to say in four different languages? Christ is risen! Spanish, German, Greek, Norwegian. If there are any people that spoke Spanish, German, Greek, or even Norwegian in here, you would have heard that. It's not just English, is it? That amazing news that Christ is risen. Amazing news that I can't keep to myself. I still have to share it. And now this morning, you kind of have a better idea of what maybe Pentecost was like for a few minutes. Because those followers came out and they began to speak in other languages. And at that sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered. Each one heard them speaking in the native language of themselves. It was so outrageous that this is probably one of my favorite lines from the whole story. Some people said, they're filled with new wine. They're drunk. They can't be serious. But others said, what does this mean? What indeed does this mean? How could those that knew no other language share that good news that Christ is risen and proclaim all that he has done for all people? And what does that mean for us? I know some of you remember that 2 weeks ago when I preached, I talked about the Spirit a little bit, and this is what Jesus said. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. The advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you all that I have said to, all that I have said to you. Does that ring a bell to anybody out there? It was only 2 weeks ago. The Holy Spirit is there. That's what's been sent. That's what we're talking about today. That's what Jesus was talking about then. It works in so many different ways. It gives us the words when we don't know them at times, pushes us in ways we never expect, helps us to hear and share the wonderful news of the gospel, that Christ is risen and sin, death, and the devil no longer control us. And grace and the forgiveness of sins are with us always. And like we heard in the second lesson today, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. What does this mean? How can this be? Martin Luther in the Small Catechism says this about the Holy Spirit. I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit who has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gift, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. By ourselves, we simply cannot believe in Jesus. We cannot say Jesus is Lord. We're a lot like those that could not understand what the disciples were saying right away. We can't hear the gospel or share it with others without the Spirit. A professor of mine at seminary described it as this way too, the Holy Spirit. The Father speaks the word. Jesus is the word. And the Spirit opens our eyes and ears to the word, allows it in to be in and on our hearts. The disciples and followers had Jesus in person and could see the kingdom right there. But what about us? How can we or those that were in that crowd that day believe this amazing news that Christ is indeed risen and our sins are forgiven and that we're saved by grace? The Holy Spirit. And the Spirit comes to us in ways we just don't always understand. We can't always see it, but it's there. So why would I say Christ has risen five different ways? Because this news isn't just for us, it's for all people. That's one reason that on the day of Pentecost, the good news came in many different languages. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judah, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans, Arabs, people in North America, South America, Asia, Europe, Africa, all over. In their own language, they can hear the speaking of God's word and what he has done. The Spirit works to spread the gospel and to send it to all people. Like a flowing river, it makes its own path. It expands and finds its way into the hearts of others, not just our own. So that's why today I had us grab the candles to show something, to illustrate this. Now sure, started out small with a couple people, it seemed like, on that special day, with fire on their heads, in their hearts, in the Spirit. But it didn't just stay in their midst, did it? It can't. So today, to illustrate, we are going to spread this fire, this Holy Spirit. So send it down the line when you get it, if you have a candle. I might need a couple other people maybe to help me, or this is going to take forever. But spread it. Because that good news is too good to be stuck in just one spot. I could hold on to this candle. I could hide it. But it's too good. And the Spirit continues to spread. So as you get your candle light, I'm actually going to invite you to stand up. That way I know you've been lit. So once that candle is lit, you can stand up, because we're going to stand up. Because we sat an awful long time already. It's time to stand up. Spread it all around. Here we go. Spread that fire. Spread the Spirit. Just like on that day when people were hearing it in their own languages, you too are hearing it and it's spreading. Spreading like wildfire. This is one way that we can actually see it. Even if you don't have a candle, you can stand up. I don't want you to be left out. Nice try. Is there anybody in the balcony that wants to? Tori went up? Perfect. Okay. See? What do you see all around you when you look? You see the fire. You see the light. You see that amazingness. You know, if I really wanted to do this right, I could go turn the lights off. You know, I think I'm going to, because I got time. Let's see if I hit the right button. It was probably overridden. I think I hit the wrong button. Well, I tried. But you see that? That light, that spirit, there we go. Just look at that. It's not even Christmas, and look at that. The light, all over. It spreads, it's like wildfire, and it's fitting. And as you receive that light, know the Spirit's come to you, and it goes beyond those doors. It's not stuck here. If we could light the candle, it would keep going out the street, out of Iowa, out of the United States, out of this country, and it already has. We know that. We hear the gospel in so many different languages. The Spirit that blows through the wilderness of our lives, calls us, frees us from not hearing the good news. We can now hear it, we can see it, we can believe it. It's in our restlessness. It speaks to us, blows through us like a rushing wind, and it's with us always. Thanks be to God for sending the Holy Spirit, the one who opens our eyes and ears to the promise of the gospel, that Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.
Rejoicing in the risen life of Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Lord, sometimes our hearts are shut up like the doors that imprison the disciples. Darkness floods our souls, and we wonder if we will ever see the light again. Let the flame of fire touch our hearts and our spirits and burn away our fears and frustrations, and fill our lives with your love and free us to reach out to others with the good news of your eternal presence. Hear us, O God. We pray for the church. Inspire us with your Spirit. Unite us in your love. Raise up faithful leaders among our youth and elders to guide the church throughout the world. Hear us, O God. We pray for the earth, for farmers and all who till the earth. Nourish the earth with seasonable weather and adequate rainfall. Hear us, O God. We pray for the world. End violence, wars, and ethnic strife. Lead us from fear to friendship, from injustice to equality, from oppression to freedom. Hear us, O God. We ask you to be with those who face illness, those who mourn, those who feel lost and alone. And in your bulletin, let's lift up the first name of prayers that are people who have requested prayers. Michaela, Judy, the family of Kent, Lois, Amy, Mavis, Janet, Ione, Strauss, Dave, Tim, Marge, Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Mongolias, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josephine, and Amos. Help us to reach out to them with kindness and compassion in the name of the Holy Spirit. Hear us, O God. We pray for the newly elected bishop of our Companion Church Synod in Chile. May God's grace abound and his Spirit guide during this time of transition and hope for the future. Hear us, O God. And we pray your special blessings on Brady and Michaela, who were married here yesterday. Hear us, O God. With thanksgiving, we remember those who have died. Inspire us by their witness and bring us to the fullness of your promise of resurrection and eternal life. Hear us, O God. Your mercy. Joining our voices with the faithful ones in every time and place, we offer our prayers in the name of the risen one, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the blessing. May God, who has brought us from death to life, fill you with great joy. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You are the body of Christ, raised up for the world. Go in peace. The Spirit sends us forth to serve.
Thanks be to God.